Krishna
Vrindavanaya te prabhu rahila kasite
Vrindavanaya te
While preaching Krishna consciousness with full vigor, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu faced many Mayavadi philosophers. Similarly, we are also facing opposing swamis, yogis, impersonalists, scientists, philosophers, and other mental speculators. And by the grace of Lord Krishna, we successfully defeat all of them without difficulty. Yes, in Chaitanya Bhagavat there's an elaborate discussion or description of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. by Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's a really clever, dramatic, emotional description of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken. So yes, here it just, it's given in code form. And of course, Das Thakur wrote her songs. Mentions in the beginning of Chaitanya Chaitanya that what Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't elaborate on, then he would, and else he would mention the codes. So if you want to read more of that dramatic pastime, you can refer to the Chaitanya Bhagavan. And basically it was a very emotional scene. Devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took permission from different devotees, beginning with Lord Nityananda and Awaita Chariot and Gadadhara. And then he took sannyas. And his purpose to take sannyas is, as we've heard, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is above all caste orders and divisions of life. For him, he is completely transcendental. He is not obliged to act, not obliged to do anything in one sense. But here, for the purpose of preaching, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up everything. Although he wasn't attached to anything anyway, but at least externally speaking, he was in the Grihastha ashram. And he had a very loving mother and a very loving chaste wife. And he was very much renowned in Navadvipa. He very much renowned and very much respected. He was a great, he's such a young man, he was 24 years old. He had great adoration and great respect. He was known as a very learned person. Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit. And no one could even imagine him taking sannyas. Everyone has so much affection and love for him. And also he was very flamboyant as well. He was dressed very nicely, beautiful long black curly hair, which was scented and all that. Very much spoken about in the whole town of Madhavid. And then all of a sudden he shaves his head and leaves, and announces that he's gonna and leave. And this struck especially devotees with great horror. And it was feeling great separation even before he had gone. It was feeling great separation. And especially our mother, Sachi. All the devotees actually, Nityananda Prabhu, he was particularly, so much struck with anxiety just by thinking of of the reactions of Mother Sachi. Just by thinking that he was crying. Although externally, he was behaving as normal, but internally, because it wasn't broadcast completely then, Lord Chaitanya just came to take permission from the Lord Nityananda. But then Lord Nityananda would break down and cry, just thinking of the reaction of Mother Sachi. And then when finally news, Lord Chaitanya asked his different intimate associates and some news spread, and Mother Sachi came to hear, then she just, as if the world stopped existing, this is quite, the whole world became void, and then she fell on the floor and just fainted away. Just fell on the floor. She was feeling great, and then great anxiety. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he pacified her in different ways, and then finally he spoke to her in such a way, and he described his eternal constitutional position. That my dear mother, you are always my mother. And he described the different incarnations. She was Mother Yasoda, and she was Krishna, and he described the different incarnations that you always come with me, and you always accompany me as my mother. So this way she was pacified. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes a mass. And here, although, interestingly, isn't it? It's always an interesting point that who he takes sannyas from. He took sannyas from Keshava Bharati, which was in the Mayavad Sampradaya. Yeah? So this is, sounds like, without some introspection or without some reading more into the details of that, you might become confused. Yeah? But this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's trick, so to speak. This is trick. Because that was the accept. Mainly because he wanted to capture, that was it, because he wanted to capture the Mayavadis. Yeah? So he took sannyas in their line. Yeah? Although, again, if you, I remember we, when we was in Mayapur on the anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas, we were blessed to go to the place, where was that? We took sannyas. Kapwa, here's a Kapwa, yeah. And we had Maharaj was there. Nancy Nessies was speaking, and we got to see the samadhi of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair. There's a samadhi of his hair. It's there. The tree is there where he took sannyas, is there. You know, got a little bit of dust on the head. Yeah. And the samadhi of his hair is quite interesting. So that's samadhi for his hair. You know, very nice descriptions there of he's actually taking sannyas. And as we know that he whispered in the ear of Krishnadas, of Keshavarti Maharaj, he whispered in his ear, I want to give you a mantra. So he called him close. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. So in that sense, he initiated him into the Vaishnava line. And so he, so Lord Chaitanya and he dressed like a, and he's not, as far as I've understood as well, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have Sika. I don't think. So he took Maya Vasa Sannyas, as far as I know, he didn't have Sika. He didn't have Brahmin thread either. It's just much like this picture here, I think. Just with a, has he got Sika? You can't see, hasn't it? No. That's actually correct according to the actual description. So the great trick he's playing. Yeah? Great trick. So here's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's on his way to Vrindavan here, isn't he? He's on his way to Vrindavan. And he's just taking sannyas, and he's in great ecstasy. Yeah. Describe that for the first, I think for the first 3 or 4 days he didn't eat. I think for some time he didn't eat when he first took sannyas. He was just wandering. You know, saying, Krishna, 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 Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama. Oh Krishna, you are my only maintainer. You are my only wealth, you are my only maintainer, wandering in here. Then. And so then the first particular, and then he, the waiter chariot tricked him, wasn't it? Was it waiter chariot? Yeah, Lord Nityananda tricked him and brought him to the association of the devotees again in Navadvipa. So that the Ganges was the Yamuna. And he fed Lord Chaitanya as we took a big, great pleasure. Waita chariot fed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Lord Nityananda. Yeah? In great ecstasy, they took prasad. It's a great pastime there, isn't it? The Lord Nityananda and the Waita chariot have an argument. And Lord Nityananda is in this ecstatic of mood of this avadhut, you know, Lord Nityananda. Boisterous mood, boisterous, ecstatic love of God, really boisterous. Threw rice at the waiter chariot. And because the waiter chariot said, who is this person I've invited here? I don't even know what caste he comes from. This wild man. Because the waiter chariot, he's quite, he was the senior Brahmin amongst the Brahmins, you know. Senior Brahma is a very respected person, you know? Very respectable person. in the Brahminical social culture, you know, everything very paka. You know, you're not even allowed, you know, they won't even dream of a sudra coming into their house, or unless the caste was known, there's no way they would come into one's house, you know. So Lord Nishinanda is quit an avadu. So he's in great ecstasy. So Lord Nishinanda, he got some rice and he threw it away to chariot. And that you can imagine that if you take a bishad and someone throws some of their remnants at you. So. And it's quite a big thing, you know. It's if you're eating and you throw something at someone, isn't it? Even, you know, we can't do that, isn't it? If you're taking a shot and you've got something in your hand, just throw it at someone. You will be asked to, you will be spoken to. Yeah. But Nityananda, in this great ecstasy, rolling in this wild man, ecstasy, full rice all into, and add the way to chariot in this moment. What did the way to chariot do? Haribo, dancing in ecstasy. Now my birth has become perfect. Now my everything's gone perfect. Now this is the best day of my life. Haribo. And so then eventually after great, obviously it wasn't so easy for Lord Chaitanya to leave his associates. They made it very difficult for him. Yeah. So I think, isn't it, that he just left at night time, just left at night, because, you know, they wouldn't let him go. Just one more week. Please stay 2 more weeks. Just stay. So eventually he left. You know. And initially he just left, and I think it was something about his fainted. You know, when he did leave, some move, but he didn't even look back. Krishna, just again chanting. So then here, this is the first visit to Varanasi. He describes here. He will actually leave and then he will come back. So he's made this first visit to Varanasi, you know. And so here's this, so here's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's taken sannyas, yeah. So he's taken Mayavad in the Mayavad Sampradaya, and here he is, he's just chanting and dancing in ecstasy, you know. Just chanting and dancing in great ecstasy, you know. And truly described here, and here now he's being blasphemed in many different ways, you know. They do not understand, you know. Because the duty, as will be described next, as described, the duty of a sannyasi in the Mayavad line is just Vedanta, philosophy, read, study, intense austerity, read, study, you know. And as far as dancing and all this dancing and chanting, this is just for those who are, generally those who would be engaged in chanting and dancing, but generally actually before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was the persons who worship Kali. Yeah? They would worship Kali in the temple, they would drink lots of wine, and they would howl and wail. And they would dance, you know? They would engage in dancing and banging and playing, you know? Because they'd be drunk on the prasad of Kali. And wine. So that was the general, you know, it wasn't like these days and these where everyone's drinking, everyone's drunk. There was, there in that time, there were worships of Kali, worships of Durga. So to see the sannyasi, never seen before. No, there's been no sannyasis in their experience who are behaving like this. Yeah. So the conclusion was, he's a sentimentalist, as one of them. He's been overcome with sentiment. You know? And this was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's observation as well, wasn't it? You can overcome sannyasa. Sit down, hear some Vedanta. You know, you need to hear some Vedanta. You're a young sannyasi. You sit down. You know. They couldn't understand. This is the rule. Vedanta, as described in the 15th verse of 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sivashicharaham Pridisan Vishtomatasam Gaman Pomanam Chap Vedascharaham Vedvetu. Vedanta Krit Vedavit Irocharaham. So Lord Krishna, of all the Vedas, it is Lord Krishna to be known. And it's interesting, as Maharaj is speaking very nicely yesterday, it's not known. It's not like easily seen. It's like more confidential. But Lord Krishna didn't mention Bhagavad Gita. It's me who's to be known. Yeah. It is me who's to be known. I'm the compiler of the Vedanta. I'm the one who wrote the Vedas. Yeah. I'm the compiler of the Vedanta. So I'm the essence of the Vedas. So the whole essence of Vedic study is Krishna, is to come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. And that's the goal. Yeah. So when the goal is achieved, then what's the need of philosophy, in one sense? Yeah. When the goal is achieved, what is the need of philosophy? Is it like Madhu Soda has to attend Bhagavatam class every day? She's completely unresponding. There's just love. Love then becomes the impetus, becomes the they're guided by love. This is more Raghunoga. Yeah? When it's not guided by the injunctions of Sastra, when it's guided by their heart. Yeah? They're guided by their heart. You know, guided by their heart. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the unfathomable ecstasy that he is in. You know? Unfathomable ecstasy. Yeah. They, these dry philosophers, they cannot understand. Dry mind philosophers, they cannot understand. Yeah. And, interesting here is that at this point, actually at this point, was all Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in order to capture the Mayavadis. Here they're still blaspheming against him. Yeah. They're still blaspheming against him. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually goes back. You know? He goes back and on the requests of his devotees, you see, to Tapa Mishra and Chandrasekhar. Yeah. They were actually living in Varanasi. And that's interesting as well, because when before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, in a very long time before, he told, I think, Chandrasekhar Charya or Tapa Mishra to go and live in Varanasi, which is the headquarters of the Mayavadis. This was when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still at home as a Grihastha. So why is he sending me to live in the home, you know, in the town of, you know, in person? It's Varanasi, it's famous, you know. But then as the whole Leela unfolds, it's Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya knows everything, past, present and future. Yeah. So he stayed at the house of Tapa Mishra. And that's and Sanatana Goswami went there and he heard shiksha instruction from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2 months. Then he asked him to compile a book for the really for the practice of the Vaishnavas. It's Hari Bhakti Vilas, based on those teachings. You know. So let's just have a look now here, the purple here. It says the Buddha of Prabhupada, isn't it? And let's just go ahead. When preaching Krishna consciousness with full vigor, this is the Buddha of Prabhupada. This is what Prabhupada preached, isn't it? With full vigor. It wasn't like shy, it wasn't. I think, yeah, it describes here. He gives a list of all the persons he's met. Prabhupada says, we are facing many swamis came to him, many yogis came to Prabhupada, and impersonalists, scientists and philosophers, and other mental speculators. In other words, all mental speculators. Other mental speculators. And by the grace of Lord Krishna, we successfully defeat them without difficulty. Yeah. So no one ever defeated Prabhupada, isn't it? If we look, it's for someone like that, someone false ego saying he did, but no one ever, from that point of view, no one ever defeated Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sometimes become very strong in his preaching. Yeah. One time he was explaining to one Mayavadi, who was saying it's all one, so he was just, as far as just, yes, it's a, Prabhupada was saying, so is there a difference between the thread and your jumper, your shirt? And the Maya-Vaita has given all this oneness, and it's all oneness, that's the problem. Is there a difference between a thread and your shirt? Okay, it's all one, it's all oneness. Is there a difference between a thread and your shirt? And eventually Papa leapt over the desk and got hold of him by the scruff of the neck. Is there a difference between your thread and your shirt? Man was shaken. Even Papa's disciples were shaken, you know. And then afterwards, disciples were probably a bit quiet. After the man was let out, Papa said, I can do this, because I'm an old man. You cannot. Yeah. So we shouldn't try that on the street. you might get punched in the face. But anyway, you know, Prabhupada was very strong, preacher. And good to be strong as well, because isn't it such a nonsense philosophy, isn't it? I was speaking to someone the other day, well, we noticed that, yeah, you're right, I'm right, you're all right, you know, what you say is right, I'm right, ah, oh, let's embrace each other, I'm right, you have no disagreement, it's all very nice, you know. So this is my world philosophy, you know, just it's all one, you know. It's all the oneness. And as we know, we've mentioned, as Kananda Kanan Raj nicely pointed out, this is a favourite sport of the devotees to preach against Mayavadis, you know. Because it completely destroys any scope for bhakti. Because Mayavadi, there is no Lord and there is no servant, you know, it's all one. So therefore, there's no bhakti. So if there's no bhakti, then and then there's no devotional service. And for Vaishnava, devotional service is the essence of their whole being. It's the essence of their whole life. And that's what they live for, to serve Krishna. You know? And they exchange, and they have exchanges of love with Krishna, both sadhaka and the perfected devotee. They have exchanges of emotion with Krishna. You know? And their whole life is based on serving Krishna. So to say that we are, that there is just oneness, is against all the, is against, completely against the actual absolute understanding, the actual absolute truth. So, that's why the Charis speak very strongly against such philosophy. But we should use, well, we should be intelligent as well. You know, we may not be able to do exactly the same in exactly the same way, but we should speak, we should stand our ground and speak very strongly. You know, there may be some situations where we might have to speak strongly, but what I'm saying here is we shouldn't just get the wrong idea and just go out, okay, where's the next Mayavadi? Because Prabhupada mentions a little bit later, he mentions we shouldn't waste our time. Why waste your time looking for Mayavadis? Defeat them, waste the time. You know? And sometimes, I know when devotees normally when they, sometimes when they first start distributing books or going preaching, then, you know, in the mood of liking defeat people. You know, I remember one time I was into this Christian thing, you know, and somehow, you know, I was on this, you know, defeat Christian campaigns. So Krishna sent me all these Christians, you know, and I go, oh my God, you know, it's so old, it's stuck in him, you know. It's amazing that you seem to invoke certain, isn't it? Book distribution, you're trying to invoke certain people. Whatever mood you're in or whatever mood you're not in, Krishna sends a certain type of person just to, you know. So the point I'm trying to make here is that we should be very strong in the philosophy, and when a need is there, then we should be established and be able to bring up points very strongly. Yeah? Very strongly. But what was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main preaching? As you say, the Hare Nam, it was Sankirtan, it's his main, it's just Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main preaching, just dancing. But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when it came to it, he would speak philosophy, wasn't it? He'd speak very philosophy. And this nice pastime from where he, Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur, isn't it? And Lord Chaitanya were very, very humble. You know, that kind of won the hearts of the Mayavadis to begin with, you sit in a place which was where you used to wash one's feet. Lord Chaitanya was very humble. And I was very much attracted by his beauty and by his effulgence. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did speak philosophy there, but mainly he was engaging Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's his main preaching. Yeah. And Chaitanya Bhagavat and also Chaitanya Charitamrita gives wonderful descriptions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's saying Kirtan. Yeah. Even before this, yeah, much before this point, a very wonderful description in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the Sankirtan first was made public. This was in the public, this was in the protest against the Chankazi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized everyone, and all the devotees, to protest against Chankazi's banning of chanting. Was it, you know that story? Amazing description of that kirtan. Yeah, amazing. Scripture. So everyone was going wild in great ecstasy and great love of God. And descriptions there, can't understand it quite, but there's one description where one devotee would tie up another devotee's legs with his hair. In great ecstasy, with long hair. Anyway, it was great, you know, he said first the, there was always a great ecstasy and amazing kirtan, and all chanting. And that's our main method of preaching is Sankirtan. The main method of preaching is Sankirtan. It's spreading the glories, and book distribution is part of that Sankirtan. And the mood is given, is shown by Prabhupada, we should have full vigor and determination. We should have full confidence. I remember one time I had this little realization, it was many years back, I was on Carnaby Street, and Swami Krishna gave me the inspiration that what I was trying to do or what I was doing was the most important thing on that street. It's the most important thing. Anyone who's distributing books, it's to all these big shops, all these big buildings and building work and the sirens. It's all insignificant. The most important thing that is going on is the book distribution or the Harinam Sankirtan. That's the most important thing. Yeah? This is what, again, we mentioned this before. This was mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Pariksit. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagam Mandalam Amahasam. He says, my dear king, please try to understand. Because if you understand this, then the whole world will understand that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot all these sinful activities of mankind. Therefore, it's the most important thing. So he says this to the king of the planet, Maharaj Pariksit. He says, if you understand this, you're the king, then everyone will understand it. Tasmat Sankirtan Vishnu Jagan Mandra Namasam. It's the most important thing. Yeah. So we should really try and don't be put down by people's rejections. We should always find that sense. It's so important. It's so important. Any questions or comments? It's just gone 20 past. Anything to Krishna Vidhi for you? Anything to share?
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please correct me, he was dropped by the devotees from the Vagarasi to Navadi, and then when there was this feast in Advaita Acharya's house?
No, that was when he first took sannyas. As far as I understood, he hadn't got to Varanasi at that point.
And there was this program feast, no? Mother Sachi was aware that he was there or not?
Yes, I think he actually visited her. Yeah. Well, there was some exchange. Yeah, as far as I can recall, I have to look, perhaps. I don't think so. What about that?
Why Mayavadis don't understand
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why Mayavadis don't understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because they're Mayavadis. But then, as we heard, that everything is. They don't understand because they're offenders. If you're offensive, you cannot possibly understand.
feel offensive. You know, you cannot understand. Everything becomes material. Yeah. Just like, you know, we may get enlivened about kirtan, enlivened about association with devotees and like that. But if we make lots of offenses, then everything starts becoming material, you know. Oh, dancing before, you know, jumping up and down, these devotees, you know. You know, everything becomes very material. The actual special attraction will go, you know, if we make offenses. So Mayavada is actually blaspheme. They're not like impersonalists. Mayavada is blaspheme Krishna. Krishna's pastimes and all that. It's all part of, you know, just like we have pastimes, you know, we went to school, you know, it's all part of Maya. So Krishna was born, he went to school. Krishna's pastimes are all part of the illusion of the material world. We don't even want to speak it really. That's what they say. So basically the reason they don't understand is they are offenders. Mayavadi, aparadi. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind that he devised a means by which he could even save them.
On this feast, how Lord Nityananda came? Because on the picture I see that he actually kicked him. Is it really kicked him?
No, he didn't kick him. He kicked Shivananda Singh. Oh, Shivananda Singh. They're not pastor. He didn't kick, he just threw rice at him. Yeah, he has no pastime. Where Shivananda Singh then, he didn't provide nice dormitory or nice place for the pilgrims. Because they used to travel from Navadvip to Puri every year. So Shivananda Singh would bear all the expenses and make all the arrangements. You know? He would book all the guest houses and he'd make all the arrangements for prasad and everything. And somehow or another, there's something happened. Yeah, the tolls.
He was getting late,
and
most of them didn't have
anything to eat. So, Lord, yeah, held up.
Then he cursed his children.
Cursed his children to die. Kicked him. Imagine that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, boom! Kicked him. He said, curse your family, your children to die.
Oh my.
His wife, like crying, the energy. Shivananda Singh's reaction was, Haribo! Haribo, we've been blessed by Lord Nityananda. We've been blessed, you know, let our children die. I don't think they did die. No, they didn't die. Don't worry. Anything else? Okay, we can stop there. Okay, Krishna, do you want more?
Notice another question when the cutting hair was taking place. Then his wife, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wife, did she see him actually when he was cut?
No. No, she didn't. Was it Krishna Priya or was it?
I don't know who was the last one.
Krishna Priya. She was 16 years old, wasn't she? 16 years old at that time. And then I just finished this one that she would imagine she for every round she chanted, she would take one grain of rice and she would eat that daily. So she'd say, I don't know, she'd chant 64 rounds, say, for example. That's how much she would eat on one day. 64 grains. And she did that for her whole life. From 16 years old for her whole life, she worshipped the deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And interesting, just mentioned this, but interesting, I was reading Chaitanya Bhagavat that one of the ways that he pacifies Mabasachi, he said, don't worry Mabasachi, I manifest here, but I also manifest as my deity and in the holy name. I will always be present in the kirtan and in the form of the deity. So, from that, Mabasachi became pacified, that she would feel, she would be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the kirtan and while worshipping his deity. Gantra Sri Chaitanya Tadamita Ki Jai Gopi Shubhapa Ki Jai. Okay, thank you.